is how we all came into the world.
Ready. What are you saying? This is the Basics Guide to Women's Wrestling, Money in the Bank edition, your only source for Money in the Bank recaps and commentary strictly about the women. Money in the Bank. More like Bailey in the Bank. Oh.
You were ready to jump off the bandwagon last week.
You're welcome. I had no doubts in my mind at all. I had no doubts in my mind.
You're like, Bailey doesn't ever win, and I don't like her anymore.
I did not say that.
I like other people now, like Naomi and Dana Brooke.
Speaking of them, they had very good showing. Okay, the first thing I want to talk about is why wasn't Renee Young wearing her cool green sequin jacket? She was literally wearing leather overalls.
I didn't see that. That's awful.
She had the perfect jacket that she wears multiple times.
Was it another romper?
Probably.
Is that one a reversible sequins, do you think?
Her jacket?
Yeah.
Her regular jacket. Yeah, no, this one, her overalls were leather.
No, I'm saying that jacket that you're talking
I
about.
I think her, that sequin jacket that she wears.
Gold and green sequin?
Yeah, it's probably reversible. All right.
Reversible sequins is magic.
It's pretty straightforward if you know how to sew.
No, they're amazing.
Okay, so should we just start with Money in the Bank, or did you watch the pre-show at all?
Yeah, kind of.
There were no matches between the women, but Sonya Deville did come out to talk about how good Mandy was going to do in her match, and then Zelina Vega came in just to trash talk her.
For being a punk?
Basically.
For being a beta?
Saying like you could have been in that match, but you gave it up to Mandy.
Hair up and square up and step aside.
Then they both started talking really fast at one another.
Yeah, all over each other, and you couldn't understand. I couldn't
understand
anything.
What was happening. But I loved Zelina's energy. So really nothing happened before the show. So we'll just get straight to the Money in the Bank match,
which kicked off the show.
Naomi was the first entrant, and she was dressed like Bumblebee from Teen Titans. Is that a thing? That's what Renee Young said.
I think so.
Well, she was dressed like a bumblebee.
Did Renee really say that?
She said something like, oh, she's Bumblebee from Teen Titans.
Oh, man, I wonder if that's a thing now.
I don't know. Teen Titans. I mean, I saw the cartoon drawing of who she was dressed as. I don't know if it's from the show. But anyway, she glowed like a bee in the dark. And she had really cool pom-pom ponytails on her head. Carmella's moonwalk was looking good, but I mean, she's wearing her swimsuit outfit that she normally wears. Nikki Cross, she looked a little unhinged coming out in her entrance this time. Her hair was still dry though. And Mandy came out with Sonya Deville in her chicken jacket.
Chicken jacket.
She has a chicken jacket. Chicken,
I
tell you. Yeah, you know what was funny? I like how her Barbara Walters filter still blurred out Sonya Deville, even though she was only like a foot away from her face.
Yeah.
You still couldn't see Sonya's face at all. When Ember Moon came out, did you notice her outfit? Oh, yeah, you're the one that pointed it out. Yeah, she had like bones on there, all like voodoo style. Yeah. Okay, so I don't know. What did they call her? They called her something during the match. It was like, they called her something warrior. Not the moon, though. They didn't make any mention of her being the moon.
She has the coolest nickname. It's the Sheenom. Why would they try and give her a different one?
Yeah, they called her something else.
That's dumb. She needs to go against that and stick with Sheenom. Sheenom is awesome. Not let anybody else take that.
Dana Brooke came out with a flawless aerial. Natalia is a jellicle cat as always. I would say she's like the S&M cat, but if you've watched Total Divas, she's very, very conservative.
She could be a battle cat.
No, actually, I'm remembering the Total Divas episode. She actually was trying to go for an S&M look. And then she got really freaked out when they, like, described to her what S&M really was. Who else was there? Oh, duh, Bailey. She came out last.
Yeah.
She had a cool-looking kimono.
She had cool-looking gear.
Byron is obsessed with her Bailey buddies.
Yeah.
Little, okay, so Bailey, when she comes out, she has these inflatable, what are they?
Wacky, wavy.
Inflatable tube men?
Wavy arm inflatable tube men.
So she has like seven of those that pop out behind her when she comes down the ramp. And it's awesome. That was one of the first like videos I had seen of Bailey that made me fall in love with her back in NXT.
When she high-fived it.
Yeah, when she
used to do that.
Well, actually, I think what it was is she normally, okay, she didn't always come out with those Bailey buddies. It was for a takeover pay-per-view where they kind of surprised her with them. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's a really cool, that's a cool video if you can find it. So yeah, Sonya Deville, okay, so Sonya Deville was ringside. She was watching the whole match, and that is an important detail. But yeah, once the match kicked off, it was good. Like, yeah, it was chaos right off the bat.
Yeah. It, like, we were behind at some point, and one of my friends texted me, and he was like, I can't believe that was such a quick match. So I knew it was over pretty quick. But then I started thinking about it. I was like, man, they've done a ton of spots, though. Like, this has been awesome.
It wasn't that quick of a match. It was like a
20-minute match.
I wouldn't say that. Well, I don't know. I watched that match, like, a few times today, yeah, already. And well, there was a lot of stuff that went on, and like I made a list of everything that went on, but I mean, right off the bat, Nikki Cross was like, yeah, putting people in aprons. Awesome. Yeah, she managed to get Carmella and I think it was Dana Brooke, she got them caught in the apron and just started wailing on them, and then she got her hands on the ladder. She was the first one to get a, yeah, ladder. And then she started playing helicopter. That's with that what ladder.
I was talking about. I don't, like, I've seen a lot of crazy people before, or crazy like wrestlers, but I don't know that we've ever seen anyone do that. I don't remember seeing that before.
So basically, Nikki Cross was spinning in the middle of the ring with a helicopter, or with head, a ladder over
her head and her arms head through the ladder, just
spinning in circles and knocking everybody down that was trying to, like, it was like they were trying to catch on the merry-go-round.
It was amazing.
And they got hit in the face with it instead.
I liked that spot, and I liked the Bailey bump later.
Yeah, they were really going at it with each other. They weren't messing around.
Yeah.
There was even like some parts where it looked like, I don't know, they were trying to do one thing and then ended up doing something else where it like actually hurt more because it was such a small bump.
Oh yeah.
Like, you know how when you hit yourself on like the corner of, well, like a ladder. I don't know if you've ever done that. But just like the sharp edges that just like barely hit you and they, yeah, like cause a lot of pain. Ugh. Nikki Cross trapped Carmel. Oh wait, no. Who did it? No, Ember. Ember got the ladder and trapped Dana against the turnbuckle.
Oh yeah.
And then I don't know how it happened, but I think it was Mandy that got Ember out of the ring so she could do her running knee spot on, yeah, Dana.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm
telling you, she has like the best one. She has the best running knee, but Bailey was getting a bunch of like knees in the face throughout that match, yeah, she too. Also did got you notice?
That power bomb in that like flip over power bomb.
Bailey did?
Mandy against the.
Oh, yeah. Ladder. Was it? Is it called a sunset flip?
No. Maybe.
Well, because she just like ran for her and then like flipped her over and powerbombed her into that ladder. Yeah. Oh, man. It was brutal. Oh, there. Okay. So what happened too was, who was it? Mandy threw a ladder at a couple of the girls and it ended up like bouncing off the ropes or something and hit Bailey like on the side of her.
Yeah.
And then right after that, Carmella was trying to pick up a ladder and her knee got caught in between it. So when Mandy tried to knock it out of Carmella's hands, really she got good. Her knee in there too. So like Mandy was just in there like really messing people up.
But I think, yeah, like that Carmella thing was supposed to be a work, but I think they messed up. Like, it actually probably... Okay,
it was, like...
Probably actually hurt her, even if not, like, hurt her. It, like, actually hurt.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, it's... That's why it's, like, those sharp edges on the ladder.
Yeah.
It's not that it's... You're getting hit by it. You're also getting scraped up by it.
Yeah. At first, I thought it was not a work, because I was like, that's kind of unprofessional what she did, so she must be worried for herself. And then when they started, like, making a big deal about it, I was like, oh, okay, work.
Well, yeah, like, that's when it got a little bit awkward, because Mandy was still trying to, like, I don't know, she was trying to, trying to grab Carmella, and Carmella was like, get away from me.
My leg.
No, but it was weird. Yeah, she did say it kind of weird, where she's like, get away. No, get away.
Yeah.
That's how she sounded.
Yeah, normally, like, if somebody was hurt, I would think they would just fall to the ring and then, like, roll out and be inconspicuous for the rest of the match.
No, but she was just like, hey, stop it. Yeah. Nikki Cross was like, Renee called her Tasmanian devil. Like, that's the perfect way to describe her.
She's the Rat King.
She jumped on top of Ember at one point too. Yeah. She was just like,
that's why they're so great right now.
And there's like a few more. There's so much stuff that happened in there. Oh, like Bailey getting crushed with the ladder.
Yeah,
she got sandwiched in it
multiple times, just bam, bam, bam.
Well, okay, so what led to it? Oh no, so there was other stuff too. Like Naomi did a split underneath the ladders.
Oh yeah.
So okay.
Naomi walked across.
There was two ladders being held up. Naomi jumped on top of both of them to run across the ring, to freaking crash into to Mandy Rose.
Yeah.
And then after that, like, the four girls that were holding the two ladders were like, hey, we should hit her with these. And Naomi ducked one. And then she was in between both ladders. Yeah. And they were about to crush her with them. And then she did a freaking middle split to get out of there. She was fun to watch.
Yeah.
But I did not think, like, for a second she was going to win.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Like, Ember Moon did a freaking eclipse.
That was cool.
Off of a ladder outside
of the ring, into the ring. That was awesome.
That was insane.
When she did that, I was like, oh, she's winning this match. Oh. And then, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dana Brooke tried killing Nikki Cross before she got the ladder back up to climb up it.
Yeah.
She threw it at her, and it looked like it hit Nikki in the head. Oh, man. Oh, wait. Hold on. This is the point where I figured maybe Bailey was going to win this match, because after she got sandwiched, crushed by that ladder three times, Naomi still did a moonsault onto Bailey, just like in the corner when the focus really wasn't on them. Like, just to get another a bump in on her. It's like, okay, this is where maybe I think it's gonna, like, start to turn in her favor. But yeah, there was even, like, more stuff after that, because after Dana Brooke climbed up on the ladder, Mandy Rose tried to get her down, and then Dana, like, started hanging from the cable holding the briefcase. I don't know how it happened, but
She definitely just grabbed it and left, like, I'm going to make my moment right here. And, like, it's cool it brought the spotlight to her, but it was kind of forced and unnecessary. They didn't need to do that.
Unnecessary. She had to show off her upper body strength that is superior to the rest of those women.
It was pretty awesome. I'm not going to say it wasn't, like, fun to watch, but, like, in the context of everything else, while all these women are kicking each other's asses, like...
Well, she was trying to get away from Mandy, who was, like, trying to push her off the ladder.
Yeah.
If she didn't climb up that cable to hang from there, Mandy would have pushed her off.
Or she could have used that tremendous upper body strength to just hold herself on the ladder instead of hanging off of
it. Then you would have wobbled the ladder and pushed the whole ladder over.
Yeah, but then you take down Mandy with you.
That ladder was really, 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 really tall, though. And who's to say that they would have stayed inside the ring once it fell down?
Yeah.
See, Dana knows what she's doing.
I thought it was silly, but I didn't hate it.
Well, it doesn't matter, because Natalya ended up pushing them all off the ladder anyway.
as happens in these things.
So during this entire time, Carmella's gone. Like she was she was gone from the match.
The medic staff.
Yeah. But after Ember eclipsed Natalia and I don't know, something happened where Mandy Rose was able to get the ladder set up. Carmella limp biscuited her way back into the arena. Her knee was all wrapped up. And for some reason Mandy Rose was like, I better go take care of this and not climb up this ladder, even though she's like
ready. She could just
she's walking as slow as the Undertaker to the ring. She went outside and started fighting with Carmella. Carmella got the upper hand on her and she knocked her out. Yeah, she knocked her out outside the ring. So there's Carmella dragging herself up the ladder, and just as like she's about to get to the top, she gets pulled down by Sonya Deville.
Yeah.
Interference.
And then Sonya goes and picks up Mandy. Fireman carries her up the ladder. When that was happening, I was like, are they really going to do this?
They
like,
did
they're
it.
They're going to make a joke of this match again? Two out of the 3 years that but they're running it?
The best part is that Mandy Rose is like unconscious this whole time. And she looks like she just woke up and found herself on top of the ladder. Yeah. She was like, whoa, wait, I did it. How did I get here?
We did it. We won.
Oh, hey, Sonya. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Are you going to see me win? I blacked out and I won. Come on, celebrate with me.
Not so fast, though, because Bailey had climbed up on the other side of the ladder.
I told you she was going to win it.
No, you didn't.
I told you she was going to win it from last week. And sure enough, she won. And you were
She pushed. No, I did not doubt her.
All she needed was her last believer to doubt her. And she was like, no more of this. I always believed in Bailey.
You're such a liar.
I always believed in
Bailey. Well, anyway.
I didn't listen to last week, but I'm pretty sure I said that I picked Bailey.
Well, she won the Money in the Bank contract. And afterwards, Charlie Caruso in her green man suit was interviewing her.
Her bosomy green man suit.
What are you talking about? She was wearing a turtleneck.
I think that's what Big E said.
She was wearing a turtleneck dress. It literally covered up her entire chest area. It was just very neon green.
Yeah.
Either way, she looked cute. And yeah, she like gave Bailey her post-match interview right then and there. And Bailey was like, yeah, I told you guys I'm not horrible.
Yeah, I knew it.
Becky Lynch versus Lacey Evans for the Raw Women's title. That entrance that Lacey Evans did was probably one of the funnest ones that I've seen. But I hated her hat. Oh, it was so unnecessarily big.
That's
and sequined.
Show.
And it was, I did not care
this
for that.
This is her
hat.
Title match, her main, like, her biggest match of her career. She needed to have a hat like that.
She did not need that hat.
It's probably the biggest
hat. Yeah, her
had.
Little money guns were cool. She had holsters on her thighs. Yeah. She pulled out these money guns and started spraying money into the
Who
air.
Who knows when she's going to be in the main event again? She needs to make a name for herself. She did good.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I also watched that match multiple times, and it was a lot shorter than I remembered it.
Yeah.
But there was a few good spots in there.
Like, at least watching it live, we were like, oh man, Lacey's holding her own for like she's having a really good show.
It seemed like a really long time, but it wasn't. I think one of the main things that stuck out was her elbow drop that she did over the top rope. You were saying like it looked like it was slow motion almost.
Just cause, yeah, like she's so tall and like exaggerated. Or, like, looks so extended for so long. But mm-hmm. It looks cool.
Yeah, I can't really think of any other big spots in that match. But, yeah, Lacey tried to pin... When she tried to pin Becky, Becky was able to roll it into her submission hold. Mm. And Lacey tapped.
Yeah.
She was done.
Yeah.
What? You didn't want... Oh, that's right. You didn't want Becky to win.
That's fine. That's fine because of the next result.
Well,
Charlotte... even finer because of the result after that.
Charlotte came skipping down the ramp after Becky won her match. Like,
She's leaving after
she was
after getting beat, having this long, grueling, not long, I guess, but this grueling match with an opponent taller and stronger than her.
I wouldn't say she's stronger than her.
I mean, that's the show.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
That's the whole thing, is the odds, all the odds are against Becky, because they had to put all the odds against her one more time. Odds, which is fine. That's her role.
It wasn't because Lacey Evans is bigger and stronger. It's because she had to fight the match immediately after that against Charlotte. It was two
matches that she had to fight of opponents that were bigger and stronger than her.
No, Lacey is a plank, according to Becky.
That's not what that means. It means she's as dumb as a board. Which I don't agree with, but... That's the insult.
So yeah, Charlotte comes skipping down the ring. Like, that's probably the peppiest I've ever seen her. And she was telling Becky to get back in. She's like, no, I want it now. I want this match now. And apparently, Becky could have said no and waited for her turn later.
Yeah, but she's too prideful.
And we saw how that went down. She should have taken a breather. No. Okay. So, this was a really fun match.
Yeah.
There was a lot of really cool spots in it.
Yeah.
Supposedly, Charlotte put Becky in a Boston Crab. But that was no Boston Crab. That was very reminiscent of Chris Jericho's submission. The Walls of Jericho.
She's so tall and it looked cool.
It looked so cool. That one actually looked really painful as well, I don't know. I've never been in a Boston Crab, so I wouldn't be able to tell you.
They're both very painful. Lion Tamer is more painful when you put a knee into someone's back.
Charlotte could have done that. She was in the perfect position to do that to Becky.
Yeah.
Charlotte tried to natural selection Becky off the apron. Becky held onto the ropes, and then Charlotte fell down and hurt her back. Yeah. That's when she was starting to get counted out, and then Lacey Evans, minus her hat this time, came in and gave Becky the women's right.
Maybe Becky should try to win like a real champion.
She was taking her breather right then and there. Charlotte got back.
She's telling the ref, count her out, because I can't win like a real. I can't pin her and I can't submit her. I'm not good enough. Count faster.
No, but Charlotte came back into the ring. Like, yeah. even if Becky hadn't gotten punched in the face by Lacey, she still would have been. She was taking a break. Yeah, she was taking her well earned break.
Becky was desperate to win. So she's telling the ref, count faster.
She did not say that.
Go back and watch it.
Well, Becky was all disoriented and got a big boot to the face by Charlotte.
And then?
Go ahead and finish it.
She lost.
Everybody's booing about that, too. They didn't want to see Charlotte win again. They were like, M again.
Yeah. What did I Nine say times. About the WWE Universe? I love to see them unhappy. Which is unfortunate for the next segment, because I liked to watch that too.
Well, I was laughing when Charlotte was getting into Becky's face, asking if she was going to cry.
Yeah.
But Becky didn't cry. She went and beat up Lacey Evans. She was
going to cry.
Nah, she wasn't. She was
totally going to cry.
No.
She's like, look at my face. I'm crying. I'm going to cry. You're going to cry? No. I'm going to beat up Lacey. She hit me in the nose. I'm not crying. And then they ganged up on Becky. And then
Bailey's music hit. She came running
after
down
the crowd
ramp.
Chanted, we want Bailey.
Yeah, everybody wanted Bailey to cash in like right then and there. But I don't know on who they were expecting her to cash in on. But
Charlotte, obviously. They all hated Charlotte for some reason because they're all so jealous of her.
Well, if you're listening to, I don't know who I was listening to. Because I went back and I watched these matches with the Facebook's watch-along party that they do now. They do like a YouTube live and Facebook live streaming where some of the wrestlers backstage are watching the pay-per-view and you just watch along with them.
Yeah, we saw that clip. And now that I think about it, I don't think they watched the show either.
Yeah, they did.
Because they would have known that Bayley's on SmackDown, and the reason they're splitting the titles apart is so that they can get the titles away from each other, and then Bayley's going to cash in for her own show, so she would do it on Charlotte, obviously.
Well,
all those people were like, who is she doing it on? Like, who does she come out to save? She's not just going to save Becky and then beat her up and take her title.
Somebody was saying that Bayley should have helped beat up Becky and pin her for it. Because the Money in the Bank contract is good for whichever title you want to challenge for.
And then you could have prolonged Becky's underdog status because even Bayley jumped the line on Becky.
So basically what happened was, okay, so Bayley comes in to break up the gang up on Becky Lynch.
Yes.
She got Lacey out, but then Charlotte got the better of both of them in the ring, right?
Your athlete got the better of both.
Well, Charlotte got a little too cocky there.
Way too cocky.
And decided, I'm going to spear Bayley. And Bayley threw her into the turnbuckle and she was out. And she Bayley's also fell asleep.
Speared a lot before.
So
it wasn't a bad calculation, but just didn't pay off this time.
Oh, so yeah, Charlotte's out. Bayley even like, she was contemplating, should I cash in on her? And I think it was, yeah, it must have been the commentary team that was like, nah, she wouldn't do that. You know, because Bayley is so fair. She wants to, she probably wants to like fight and win fair and square. But no, she finally wised up. And was like, I'm gonna do this now. And she cashed in her Money in the Bank contract.
I wasn't even listening to the commentators because my head was like, no, don't do it. Because they're not going to let the cash in happen twice like in two consecutive years. And then you're going to waste it.
So last year, Alexa Bliss won the Money in the Bank contract. And she cashed in the same night and won.
Yeah.
Okay, so
also beat up somebody who had just been through like a really grueling match.
It was Nia Jax and Ronda Rousey's match. And I think Ronda was about to pin Nia, or she was going to like, or she was submitting her or something, but Alexa came in and hit Ronda in the head with her briefcase.
Yeah.
So Nia technically got disqualified. The match was over. So she kept her belt and then Alexa pinned her, I think is what it was.
Started the match and pinned her. But, so, well, did they make Nia stand up last year?
I don't think that. So.
Because I know every
Bayley,
other time.
Or Bayley.
Like, you can't sanction a match where the other person can't stand. That's hopefully what they're going to do on Tuesday and give the belt back to its rightful owner.
Well, that's not going to happen. They are going to be a rematch, but they're not just going
to
take it.
I hope they try to do that, and then Bayley's just like, no. Fucking come take it.
They can't reset it again like the first Money in the Bank match, which that one deserved to be reset.
Oh man, that was so bad.
The first Money in the Bank, the very, very first women's Money in the Bank.
The match that will not be talked about.
Basically, it got a redo the next night.
Somehow they let a man win.
The women's Money in the Bank.
First ever Money in the Bank.
First ever. Okay. So Bayley wises up and cashes in her contract and drags Charlotte.
An unconscious Charlotte Flair.
To the center of the ring so she could bring an elbow drop on her. And it's so funny because like Mandy, who just woke up atop the ladder, Charlotte woke up to see a big elbow coming at her. And then she immediately knocked out again. Bayley got the pin. She got her title.
She got her
money. I knew it all along.
Whatever.
Actually, no, you didn't even know that she was going to cash in that
I thought
night.
She was. When she won, I really had a good feeling that she was because I saw your retweet of her saying that it was a good day to win it all. And I was like, what do you mean win it all? You just got the Money in the Bank. You didn't win nothing yet. You got to beat Charlotte still because I knew Charlotte was going to win. But yeah. That I didn't know she was going to win at all, but I thought she was going to cash in.
It was so sweet. She got her freaking victory lap around the arena with people's
so
signs.
Smart of her to pick up that briefcase, that fan's briefcase.
So you will see this picture pretty much like, and WWE is using it too. she went in the crowd and held up her title and grabbed somebody's replica money in the bank briefcase and held them both up at the same time. And she's like, ah.
I saw like four GIFs of her just basking in different crowds, sections of crowd. It was awesome.
Well, they're chanting her too. Like, the little crowds that she would go into, they would just start chanting, and then the arena was chanting, and
there's those girls' reaction right behind the announce table.
They couldn't believe it.
They were super into it.
They couldn't believe it.
Man, that was Bailey's moment. If the company's ever gonna throw support behind her, they need to do it now.
She, yeah.
I told you, or we said, you said she had the potential. I think she can do it.
It's a good day to be a Bailey fan.
She's got to get better on the mic, though.
Well, oh yeah, she did a backstage interview after she won she won the women's championship, right? So I don't know who this lady is. I don't know, some like substitute teacher who wandered in back from backstage and was like, I'll be the reporter back here.
Because Chuck can't do all of them.
Charles can't be everywhere.
Not with all this investigative stuff she's been doing.
Charles Caruso on the beat. The WWE beat. Yeah, Zelina Vega called Charlie Caruso Charles, and I love it. That's the one I'm sticking with. So
does Carlos work?
Is Charlie Carlos?
My brother's name is Carlos, and we've called him Chuck to annoy him.
Okay. Carlos Caruso. I like Charles. Yeah, I don't know who this lady is. The substitute teacher is interviewing Bailey and was like, hey, did you think that, you know, this was possible for you to be winning this tonight? And then Bailey started to be like, no, no, yes. Yeah, she basically was just saying, like, I've, like, won all these titles. Like, why wouldn't I have won this one? She's like, you guys all need to recognize that I'm actually good.
You just realize I'm the first Grand Slam champion because I just did right now, this second.
Oh, my gosh. There's all this dumb debate over that, too. They're like, oh, she's not a Grand Slam champion. She's technically a triple crown.
Whatever. She's a Grand Slam.
NXT doesn't count.
There's no other title than it's the Grand Slam. No, not even just NXT. If there's no second title for the women to get, that's not to be held against her. She's collected all the titles that are all the main titles that are there. That's a Grand Slam. Unless we want to count the Divas, which is going to be impossible for anybody but Charlotte.
Yeah, Charlotte has to win the tag team titles.
Which
but
she should get with Lacey.
What would that tag team be called?
I don't know, but it'd be cool.
Be very
the Charlotte
annoying.
Flairs.
That'd be a, huh?
The Charlotte Flairs.
The Charlotte Flairs. Charlotte 1, Charlotte 2.
No.
Charlotte 2. Nah, she already had her protege. Dana is doing very well.
Yeah, now she needs to take another one under her wing.
Nah, Lacey's hats are too annoying.
Charlotte 1 and generic Charlotte.
Charlotte and carbon Charlotte.
That's it. And then the rest of the show, and that was the end of the show. And then there was
and
some
then
sort
nothing
of
else happened.
After show. Where one of the best matches of the year was on, and then
it was weird for them to have put AJ Styles and Seth Rollins in the after show. I don't get that.
I know. They should have gone before the main event with Charlotte and Becky and Lacey.
And Bayley's cash in.
To hype up the crowd.
Yeah.
For that main event, but whatever.
Well, missed opportunity.
And then a bunch of guys fucking died on the ladder, and then some guy came in and took credit for all their hard work.
Yeah, I don't know why I don't really watch the after shows so much anymore.
Yeah, I don't know why I do.
All right, well, I don't know. Do you have any predictions for what's going to happen this week? Well, Charlotte's going to be pissed, and she's going to
take her belt back. Take what's hers.
She's not going to take it back.
It's her belt.
It's not her
you
belt.
You can't sanction a fight between someone who can't stand.
She had the belt for like 2 minutes.
Can't sanction a fight between someone who can't stand.
Becky's
not cool.
Becky's going to come back wild card style on SmackDown.
That shouldn't happen.
Yeah, neither should Charlotte complain about losing the title. She should just fight for it fair and square, and Bailey should be like, no, back of the line.
She got robbed. But I would like
she didn't
to see
get
Bailey
robbed.
Show some backbone when they try and take that belt from her and just say, no, come and take it. or you're not getting it back.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Need to have a match because we haven't seen them wrestle in a while.
All right, so yeah, that was Bayley in the Bank. New era.
We'll see about that.
It's not going to be centered on Becky and Charlotte anymore. So this is going to be really cool going forward.
She's
going to
get stripped. We'll see.
It's going
to be centered on Bayley and Charlotte.
Wait a minute. Wasn't there a time where the entire audience, or not the entire audience, but basically Daniel Bryan orchestrated all these fans to come into the ring and like muscle out the McMahons?
Yeah.
Bayley should do that. She should get her hugger section. It's be like, done, you got to go through all of these guys. They want to sacrifice themselves for me.
She should do it with a bunch of little girls.
Oh my God.
She's like, you want really Triple H? You want to show your daughters you're going to beat up a bunch of little girls to take my title, the title that I won?
She has Triple H's daughters there.
Yeah, they're last in the ones. Front. They're the closest ones to her. No, that's not cool, Bayley. Brainwashing children now. It's been her plan the whole time.
If Bray can do it.
It's been her plan the whole time.
If Bray can do it, why can't she?
Started with that little girl in NXT, and now she's mind controlling all these children with her bright colors and wacky, wavy, arm-failing tube men.
What a smart, long-term plan.
See, we all underestimated her. It's like the Tethereds.
All right, well, that was good. Good Bayley in the Bank.